Good morning. Today is Thursday, the 29th of December. Joining us this morning, Mr. Kraft.
Good morning.
Mr. Aguilar. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
We're all lettered up now, huh?
Yes.
But no more than three at a time.
Yeah.
Good.
Got cap it.
Yeah, Gunt. Runt. Yeah, what happened to the new guy? I thought you were going to bring him in.
Yeah, you know what? Officially, January 1st, but he will be pulling double duty between Crescent City and Humboldt area for a little bit. So wasn't able to make it today, but my anticipation is to come bring the new captain in next month.
Oh, is he gets to become a captain too?
That's it. Yeah. He's also promoting as well as taking over a new command.
Oh, I suppose that means a little bit more reverence for him.
Officially, yes, sir.
From me, yes. Of course.
You know, the delay just says volumes, guys.
I believe that was a placed delay by your operator.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I answered immediately.
Yeah, Winston invented the 7-second delay somehow. Hmm. All right, are you guys ready for Why Do We Say It?
Yes, sir.
Bats in one's belfry. Why do we say someone has bats in their belfry?
My understanding is in the old days, the mental health wards or homes had bell towers or a belfry. I'm probably making all this up, but follow me.
Good.
Follow me for a second.
Sure.
And they commonly would get occupied by bats, and they'd make a lot of noise, which I think irritated occupants of those facilities, and they would refer to the bats in the belfry driving someone mad.
Victor, you want to fake it too?
Well, so here's my theory. Actually, I can't top that.
Yeah, and obviously neither of you guys are baseball players or baseball fans, because it was Kurt Belfry with the Orioles.
You're absolutely right. I'm not a baseball fan.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Movies and television programs that depict small-town life a century ago are usually correct in at least one respect. The tallest structure in a village is the church. Its bell tower, mounted with a steeple, is not enclosed. Rather, it's open so that the ringing of the bell can be heard from afar. Hmm. Such a structure is about the closest man-made thing that there is to a cavern, the natural sleeping place of
Bats.
Okay, good.
Mark Belfry. Oh, no, sorry.
As night approached, their swirling and swooping seemed to indicate total and utter confusion. A bewildered or befuddled person whose thinking was erratic was said to have
bats in their belfry.
Yeah. Amazing. I must have been thinking of something else.
Yeah, apparently.
Amazing.
Even thinking's kind of out there to be determined, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
What's I would say the middle of the week, but we passed that hump, didn't we?
How about you coming off your sugar coma from
Christmas? We talked beforehand about the overeating of sweets the last couple weeks, so it's time to get back, get back level balance. Back in the uniform, sure. That's another problem, but we'll talk about that one later.
Yeah. So you guys have got a couple of new challenges. Jaywalking now? This is a new traffic code that's going into effect from the governor?
So I haven't had a chance to read through the entire. I just got an email yesterday that addressed some of the new law changes.
Really? And they give you 4 days?
Yeah. Well, actually, we don't have a training day till mid-January where they're physically presented to the troops in full of what the new law changes are. Mm-hmm. That'll be part of the upcoming training days.
How many pedestrian arrests do you make now?
Oh, you know, I don't know.
Ones?
It's not much. You know, over my career here just in Humboldt for the last 14 years, I only remember one. There may have been two contacts with a pedestrian crossing outside of a crosswalk. Our goal is to present all pedestrian fatalities, ultimately. But what the new law is going to put in place is that you can't just make contact or stop a pedestrian that's crossing outside of a crosswalk unless there's immediate hazard that they could be involved in a collision or hit. Now, an officer will have to make that determination or judgment at the time.
Pretty much anywhere there's a crosswalk, there's an opportunity to get hit.
In and out of crosswalks, right? The safest thing to do is to use the crosswalk, use the lighting that's in place if it's there.
How about look both ways before you walk? That helps too. Up and down. That's left and right.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah. Well, we've talked before, too, about it, the responsibility on both sides. So the pedestrian, I mean, we need to be, as drivers, aware of pedestrians and alert to their possibly crossing. But the pedestrian is supposed to wait for traffic in a unlit crosswalk that's not controlled and it's just a marked crosswalk. They have to wait until there's the ability for them to safely establish themselves in the crosswalk. So when both parties are doing that, and pedestrians looking for that opening, the drivers are looking for pedestrians that could possibly step out, we have a much greater chance of preventing those deaths and injuries that happen.
Now we have everybody on their cell phones, driving and walking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird for me, you know, walking past somebody who's got a cell phone in and an earplug in. Right? So, and I can't tell if it's one of those remote things or if it's the fake telephone thing. So I'll say hi, and it's like, no response.
But they're staring right at you having a conversation, and you're like, wait a minute, what you're saying isn't matching what I'm saying. Yeah. And then you realize they're talking to someone on their phone and just staring at you.
Well, that's better than the old days.
How's
no phone in their ear, they're talking to someone, and there's no one around.
Yeah, that is true.
You're strangely silent this morning, Victor.
Yeah, well, you know, Paul.
Nothing to contribute, huh?
Paul is so adept. I mean, with the bats and the belfry thing, he snapped right to that, and
he's still trying to figure that out.
Yeah, I'm still in the passenger seat here, just trying to catch up to everything. It's the end of the year, so you know, I need to recharge my batteries. Apparently, there's going to be a new me at the beginning of the year. So,
oh, you're taking a couple days?
Well, no. Once that starts, I'm brand new, right? January 1st. Brand new year, new me, or whatever that saying is. And so I can't wait for that. But yeah, then I will be normally my normal self, spry, witty, semi-handsome, and ready to go.
He's all of those things. That's why I asked him to come. I have the face for radio, and he's got the voice and the...
That's right. It's interesting.
Brains.
You can say you have a face for radio and everybody kind of giggles. You say you have a voice for radio and they think you're bragging.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well. Something to contemplate as we go to break. It's 8:19.
Murphy's Markets has everything you need to get through your day the healthy way. From drinks to snacks and everything in between, right now, Amy and Brian coconut water is only $1.99. Brew Dr. Kombucha drinks are also just $1.99. And Annie's homegrown products are $2.49. A 6-ounce Yoplait yogurt is only 79 cents. And don't forget about Chicken of the Sea tuna, 4 for $5. Get a boost for your day by stopping by Murphy's Markets. More than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back 24. We're back 24. Yeah. Now we can add another thing to that radio reference. A mind for radio.
Write all your notes down ahead of time.
I did.
So you do. Yeah. I've never looked to see what you scribble on your notes over there. I assume you write our names down so you remember who's here.
That was 2/3 of what's here, yeah. So Winston, when he looks at it for the documentation purposes we have to do, knows which one it is.
Yeah,
whatever we talk about.
A little behind the scenes, behind the curtain?
Yeah, well, yeah. Unless you'd like to hang out at the FCC website.
Probably can't say
not.
I've ever logged in.
Probably not.
Good move. Yeah, it's probably not the most exciting thing for anybody. Was it last week you had the fatal on 299 by the Mad River Bridge?
Yes.
Somebody walking? Is that
so
what happened?
Yeah, ongoing investigation. Still trying to determine exactly what happened and when.
That was a hit and run, right?
Well, at this point, it does appear to
leave.
Be.
Yeah.
It appears to be that way. And we're working it as if it was at this point. If we get new information, we'll share that as well.
If somebody gets hit and there's no car there, nobody calls in.
You know, there is debris all over on the side of the road out here. So there could be a scenario where there was debris already there from something else, and an injured person was walking down the side of the road, and that's where they stopped.
They had like a heart attack or something?
Yeah, they succumbed.
And being that it's still an ongoing investigation, you know, I can't really say too much because there may be information
that we
have to use later.
Playing out a scenario
That is an alternate scenario that there could be. It appears at this point it was a vehicle versus a pedestrian. We're investigating it as if that were the case and trying to get some point of reference that we could put the information out to help gather more information.
Like time?
Determining the time, exact type of vehicle, the time would be really good. And, you know, we have several officers that are working on this right now. And in that, they're looking for video from different locations in that immediate vicinity, but even further down the road where a vehicle may have pulled in and could have shown damage to the side of the vehicle. The gas station, the casinos. If there are drivers that were in the area, one of the reasons we wanted to get a preliminary press release out last week was to start getting information out there that an incident had happened at this location, and drivers that now have dash cam videos and that sort of thing on their cars can look at that and see if they may have seen something or been through the area immediately after.
Are there that many that do, other than the guys that are paid by Google to
do the road view thing? I've learned from being in the office more and hearing the calls come in, we get a lot of reports from drivers reporting other reckless drivers, and they have dash cam video to support the driving behaviors. Doesn't always mean that we can identify or even hold someone accountable with that video, but it can be helpful in a lot of cases.
So why would somebody have one of those?
They're popular right now. They're very cheap and easy to install.
But why?
Yeah.
And you might catch a fun incident.
There's a lot of things that are cheap and easy to put on your car, like a bumper sticker. I don't do that one either. It just is.
I think one of the selling points could be for the hit-and-run drivers that we have. California has a high incident of uninsured motorist drivers that flee the scene. In the rare instance, I mean, to spend $20 to $50, $75, depending on how high end of a camera you want to put in your car and the type of memory and how much you can hold in there. Having the ability to go back and look, have a license plate or an image of a driver that stopped briefly that hit your car, that goes a long ways to helping us.
If I'm an insurance agent, maybe I'm sensitive to it. But other than that, is it pure vanity? Look, here's my drive through Tall Trees Grove or Avenue of the Giants. Is it that kind of?
No. In most cases, there are people that do that. But in most cases, it's simply there in case it's needed later. So it's running.
It's a defensive mechanism.
Yeah. Because, and they'll only look at it if they need it.
Especially when you're talking about like people that drive truck and things like that. They're on the roadway.
Commercial
roads. Yeah, much more than like, say, you or I. And so the law of averages increases, and the more miles they put on their vehicle, the more chances they are that to be, have exposure to an incident, a road rage, collision.
Yeah, a commercial, I could see that. If you had a fleet that was doing that kind of stuff, delivery business, that kind of thing.
Where and it makes sense. You know, back in before the digital age, or even, you know, the camera age, it was, you know, your word against mine. And then there was some physical evidence that we try to piece together. However, if someone hands you a digital recreation of or a rendition of what occurred, that's pretty powerful. You know, it's also, I think, pretty powerful for these companies who want to keep their insurance premiums down. And if they tell the insurance company, hey, we're fully equipped with digital cameras on all our rigs, that kind of sets the insurance company's mind at ease, at least, you know, knowing that they're going to get a clear picture of what actually occurred.
I could see the ROI. That would make sense. I was thinking of the private individual.
Yeah.
I can give you a perfect example of when it worked out, too, having that, because there's a clip of video that I use in an educational program that I have right now. And that video is of a driver behind a drunk driver coming up from the Garberville area, made it all the way to Humboldt area before that vehicle came to a stop on a bridge. Now, the officer gets there after the vehicle came to a stop, is not observing the driving behavior beforehand, but determines the driver was impaired anyway. But we also have that supporting video of the driver that followed him for a half hour that has video of him all over the road and off the road.
It's 8:30.
Something big.
Okay, it's a nice ride.
It's going to happen.
Stand by playback.
And now.
Live. Real Red Meat Radio.
I keep forgetting I'm president.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Kraft and Victor Aguilera from the California Highway Patrol. You guys, we were talking during the break a little bit about the drunk driving and some of the goofiness. Yeah. This is not a supportive moment.
Oh, that's right. We're against that. That's right.
Back to the training, Paul. You got to get him in the room and talk to him again. What are some of the things that you run into, or people will run into? New Year's.
Physically, or metaphorically?
Just kind of everything around it. New Year's, in the old days it was worried about drunk driving, and now it's so much more. Are some of the things that you look for, or the experiences that you've had around this stuff that are almost comical if they weren't dangerous?
To preface that, later today, you're going to see a press release on our MEP for the New Year's weekend. So we've talked before about those and having the maximum enforcement of all available officers out working throughout the weekend. That helps us identify more of those drunk drivers. But
do you want me to remind you when you have to issue these out each year?
I get reminded, trust me.
Yeah, okay.
Our department doesn't let me forget. This time of year, the weather plays a huge part as well into the calls that we're going to get, because during a normal course of, like, say, the summer, when it's nicer weather, there's less debris in the roads aren't slick. We're looking for driving behaviors that draw us to a drunk driver, like the weaving or driving off the road, driving the wrong way on the highway, varying speeds.
Those are all telltale signs.
Signs. Yeah. When we get into this time of year, we have an easier time. We tend to identify a little bit more throughout this time of year. One, because there's more drinking typically through the holidays, more alcohol consumption. And then the hazards that are in the road lead to more crashes, which in turn leads us to identify more drunk drivers sometimes in those crashes.
So it's almost getting spun up.
Yeah. Yes.
Or impaired drivers. They're not just drunk.
They're not just drunk.
Well, that's one thing we've been hearing, four or five of the different networks that we access from NHTSA, driving high.
Oh, yeah.
It seems as if either there's recognition of it, even though there's not formal standards that you guys have got. They're referencing, if your family knows that you are driving high. You don't think the cops are going to be able to recognize? So is there something close to showing that there's going to be a chemical standard or a reference point?
So we have the same psychophysical tests that we use for the field sobriety tests on a alcohol-impaired driver, marijuana-impaired, drug-impaired. Those tests are all the same because they identify person's inability to multitask, listen to, take in, and follow directions. And we can identify impaired drivers without any chemical tests. We can do that with alcohol. We don't have to have the machine to necessarily identify a drunk driver. Now, they are working on machines and devices that could possibly help in identifying marijuana impaired drivers, but we still don't need those. We can identify any impaired driver. We do often get calls from family members, friends, that will call in to report their family member takes a medication and is driving, didn't seem right and left the house driving. And just like any other reported DUI driver, we try to locate them and identify them.
But that's almost like a Good Samaritan move.
Yes.
Rather than seeing somebody. Or
and we encourage that behavior to happen. You know, call if you think anyone is impaired. Give us the chance to locate them and see if they are.
Since there's so much confusion around 911 in the last 10 days around here, I'm sure you guys heard about those. Is that a 911 call?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's
a huge potential for mayhem, for harm, for death, property destruction. Somebody who's behind the wheel that should not be. Yeah, that's absolutely a 911 call.
I think we talked a little bit about that before. A couple of months ago, but our dispatchers can take any 911 call, and if it's a non-emergency, they can filter that out and prioritize it if it's not a 911 call. So if you ever need to, you know, most reasons for calling the Highway Patrol could be considered an emergency call, and then let the dispatcher decide if it's a higher priority or a low priority.
But rather than finding out what the magnitude of the earthquake was.
That is not a 911 call.
KINS, news and information time.
Hearty and healthy foods are abundant at Murphy's Markets. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast is now $5.99 a pound. USDA Choice New York Strip Steak, $15.99 a pound. And USDA Grade A Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs are only $3.99 a pound. Complement this with a Greek salad, now just $7.99 a pound, topped with Kraft salad dressing for only $3.75 for a 16-ounce bottle. Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time is 8:45. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul and Victor from the California Highway Patrol.
Hoorah!
Yeah.
So you guys got some new players, huh?
Yeah. Three, right?
Three new officers a Monday reported.
Man.
They're still getting an orientation. I believe today they went down to the Garberville area to do some training there. They'll be assigned to their field training officers and probably start in the next couple of days.
So we've had multiple shootings. We've had a fatal pedestrian.
Right.
We had the goofy chase yesterday that went through McKinleyville. I found out last night the guy that got driven off the road or drove off the road was our buddy Tom Mattson from Public Works.
Oh, wow.
Scary.
Yeah, he's normally pretty level-headed. He was still a little last night. Welcome to Humboldt County.
Yeah, yeah. When a car's coming at you the wrong way at 100 miles an hour, it can be disturbing.
I get your attention, hopefully. Are these local guys and folks, or are these from out of the area that just kind of drew the long
No,
long
yeah. Transplants. I got a chance to talk to them a little bit yesterday towards the end of the day, and two from Fresno and one from Temecula.
Fresno?
Yeah. Well, right, that's how I reacted to.
They're stepping up then. Yeah.
But one of those loves the outdoors and said that he intends to stay here long term because he likes to fish and stuff, so
recognizes
he's
what trees
to be
are.
Here. Yeah.
And mountains and ocean and all those things.
The Fresno guys were very confused.
Yeah.
What is this
place?
What color is
this? Did I just step through a wardrobe? And
I've only seen green in books.
They do seem excited to be here.
Get some banana slugs.
Oh, God.
But they've never seen a banana slug.
Or
right?
Eaten one.
Well, that ought to be a short list. Apparently, somebody else from Fresno has eaten a banana slug.
Yeah, well, that number could increase by the end of the day. We'll see. Thank you for that idea.
There's nothing nastier than thinking about, oh, man.
That's
I mean, even with sauce on it.
Yeah, no. There's no Cajun way of cleaning that up either.
No, unless it's the chocolate ones.
Yeah. Oh, right, yeah.
But you guys swore off chocolate earlier, so I guess it's the real deal for
it. It's not going to last. Let's be honest. I like my sweets. A couple of days at most.
Oh. I had some chocolate last night.
Well, you are staring at the M&M bowl.
I've looked at it several times.
That is a big bowl for your listeners.
There is a giant fishbowl right next to my face.
Did you take a picture of that, Winston?
Half full of M&Ms.
Did you post it on the station website?
Am I supposed to guess how many are in there and
no,
win a prize?
No, no, no. That was. I do a thing each year for all the employees, kind of like a gag gift.
So a lot of unsanitized hands have been dipped in there?
Well, no, only about three. Him, me, and maybe his brother.
Excellent.
But I tried to fill the thing up.
Oh, yeah. I'm seeing a picture now where it was way more full.
But it was only half full.
Yeah, it never got fuller than half.
Take a guess. This is so off topic, but that's okay. The packs, right? The oversized packs of M&M's.
Right, yes, sir.
Okay. Filled it up to that level, halfway. Okay. Guess how much it would cost to fill that sucker?
I bought my wife a large bag of M&M's the other day, and I'm going to say it was probably about $40 to $50.
That's what you saw.
Yeah.
It's about $100 to fill that.
Oh, my word.
Holy cow.
Yeah, that was one of my responses, too. When I got up to 50, it was like, no, we're not going to go higher than this.
Wow.
But it does kind of have a color explosion.
That's a commitment to put that many M&Ms in there at that point.
Yeah, I probably should have got like candy bars or something, spent $1.50 and filled it.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Oh.
Well, it looks good.
Anyway, you're doing a good job of avoiding temptation, which now brings us back to the drinking and driving and under the influence. For the weekend.
Drivers, please avoid the temptation to drink and drive this weekend.
Yeah.
Is it that much of an issue?
Yes.
I know
yes.
that you'd be weekends are, but mm-hmm. New Year's specifically?
Yes. It's a big time to celebrate. And just do it responsibly. We're not saying don't drink. Not preaching to stay away from alcohol. Avoid driving. Or going out walking down the side of the road inebriated, because we've seen the pedestrian fatalities mm-hmm. happen too. For your car, I believe every year Buddies or Humboldt Tow or maybe multiple tow companies offer free tows to get home or get your car towed home.
Yeah, if you're going to go out and get sloshed, which is always interesting for me because that's the most expensive way to get sloshed.
Yeah, it's much cheaper than having us take you somewhere
tow
your car.
You know, just kind of be normal in public, and then if you feel like opening the bottle of champagne, do it at home.
Go out with a designated driver.
Well, or you could go with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you don't have friends, then
then you have cabs, right? Or
there's a lot of options.
Yeah,
yeah,
or a lot of good options.
Call the C.
That's happened.
Our ride share program works a little different.
Yeah, yeah.
We've had it happen though.
Yeah,
self-reporting. I'm too drunk to drive. Where are you, sir? I'm here, and sure enough, you show up. There they are.
Yeah. Well, it might be an inconvenience, but it's probably better than somebody making an attempt, not making it.
Yeah,
correct.
This time of year, a lot of us have those benchmark moments of our career where you'll never forget. Yeah, I remember that Christmas when we had to respond to that family of six that did not make it to Christmas dinner. You'll never forget those things.
Yeah, you don't want to go down in the memory books that way.
No, not
I haven't looked at the weather forecast for the upcoming weekend either, but that just compounds everything as well. Yeah, rain, fog, heavy winds. It's with
that's
the earthquake.
We've had enough. You don't have to throw in more. Yeah. That's enough.
Yeah. So don't mix alcohol into that as well if you're going to drive.
Banana slugs.
Yeah.
So many things.
I keep going back to what Arnie Millsap said. Yeah. Stupid in public. Just don't be stupid in public.
Yeah.
That'd be
so
all-encompassing. May not include those banana slugs, but other than that.
Well, it's been a really good year. Thank you for the time that you give us to come in and spread our message.
Get your hands out of the M&Ms. Come on, man.
So you're lying.
See everybody tomorrow.